response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
I think this might have been a little bit of a New Year's mix-up. Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, mix-up is kind of a nice way to say my date basically fell off the face of the earth.
Okay. And well, let's start at the beginning.
That's why we're here, hopefully, right?
Yeah, can you fill us in on everything that led up to this mix-up?
Yeah, sure. So we messaged for a few days before our first date, which was December 21st. And then we messaged more, and he asked me out for New Year's. But starting with Christmas, he ghosted me completely.
So before you had your first date before Christmas.
Yep.
Okay, but then you had plans to do something on New Year's, but you haven't heard from him literally since that first date.
Yes, hearing it out loud for even more.
Well, let's go back to that first date. You that seemed to go obviously very well.
Yeah, I mean, he took me to his favorite Italian restaurant. Everything seemed perfect. I mean, he really made me feel like the only girl in the room.
Okay, so any red flags at all? Like, do you have any inkling as to why he kind of, like, as you said, dropped off the face of the earth?
No, not at all. I mean, he actually sent me an invite to a New Year's party and said if I'm free, he'd love to take me. So I responded, it's a date.
Okay, so that's the mix-up there. So nothing since then, Sarah?
No, I texted him a couple of outfits I was thinking about wearing. One was dressier, the other was a bit more casual. He gave both picks a thumbs up, and then that was it. He went dark on me, never heard from him again.
Wow, all right. So,
kind of mysterious, actually.
Yeah, or in a weird or way. Rude, I guess. So what did you end up doing for New Year's?
Some girlfriends and I just got together. We had a midnight toast, and they told me to forget Will, but I can't help it. I just need to know what happened.
Well, we're, you know, to be honest, we're invested in this too, Sarah. So we're going to try to find out. We're going to call Will.
Sarah, so hang tight.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Will, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, first of all, glad to know you're okay, because we were a little worried about you. And this,
who is this?
Yeah, I understand. And I'm getting to that. So we got to tell you, Will, we're on the radio right now because it's Thunder and PT.
Good morning, Will.
And we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf, where we do the morning show. Sarah called us, actually messaged us first, and we just talked to her a few minutes ago. And she's a listener of ours, Sarah. And she told us that you two had some New Year's plans. You either forgot about or fell through, and that's why we're calling you.
Yeah, I didn't really handle that too well, to be honest.
Okay, so can you tell us what happened?
I mean, we had a really awesome first date, so sort of spur of the moment, I asked her, like, hey, do you want to go to a New Year's party?
Right.
She mentioned that. She mentioned that she actually texted you maybe some dress, like some outfits maybe that, mm-hmm. that you could wear,
yeah.
that she could wear, excuse me.
Yeah. And then my buddies were getting around, and they were teasing me about how it must be so serious since we're spending New Year's together, and it got under my skin, and I sort of lost my nerve.
Wow. Sort of meaning like you just never got back to her about it, about New Year's? And you just didn't tell her the way you felt?
I mean, look, bro, I'm not saying it was my best moment.
Will, in case you were losing sleep over it, I survived, and you'll be happy to know I met a really hot waiter on New Year's Eve, and he's way better than you anyway, so I guess you kind of did me a favor.
What?
Okay, yeah, Will, I thought that we had Sarah on hold, but she's actually been listening in here. First of all,
stay here. Stay with us if you can real quick, though.
Yeah, but Sarah, it sounds like you kind of got over by being ghosted by Will already.
Totally. I mean, it worked out. I'm doing great. So the waiter is a part-time waiter, part-time personal trainer, and let's just say he took really good care of me that night, and I'm actually seeing him again this weekend. So.
I'm sorry. What is this?
I want to make sure that you're not sitting around crying or getting all upset over your poor choices.
Okay. Now, to be honest, Will, this is not what we were expecting. And Sarah, it doesn't even sound like you would want a second date if Will was up for it because you moved on. So why did you contact us in the first place?
I mean, honestly, all my needs are being met, but I really wanted Will to know how great I was doing without
okay,
him.
So
I
you
mean,
kinda,
how do you go to somebody during the holidays?
Can I be angry at both people? At both, and Sarah, listen, I appreciate that you listen to our show, but that's kind of not what Second Date Update is about.
It's usually we're actually trying to put
reconnect.
People, you know, yeah like, you
at
know
least
that.
Find out the reason why, and you don't even, you're kind of using us as a means to an end to get back at Will. Which isn't really, you know, I'm not here to lecture you at all, but you understand that, right? That's not really what this is.
Hey, I'm going to interject.
Yeah, go ahead, Will.
I'm going to hang up.
No, well, Will, hold on a second.
Well, here's the thing, Will. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, obviously, it sounds like Sarah's moved on. Normally, we'd be calling to say, hey, man, do you want to get back together with Sarah? Because we thought she wanted to get back together with you, and obviously that's not the case. But
what do you want to say, Will? I know you wanted to hang up a minute ago, but what are you thinking right now, if you don't mind me asking?
Just like a big waste of time this is for what, to be vindictive and to someone?
Right.
I mean, what do you want?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Really, because ghosting somebody during the holidays isn't shitty. Look who's talking. Like, it's about time women start stepping up to the men who are jerks and ghost them. And I'm glad that I did, and I have no regrets. Sorry, guys.
Okay, and I get that, Sarah. And you definitely, Will, should not have done that for you. But I think what we try to do is try to do at least our due diligence in helping, and you were kind of using our show to get back at Will.
Two wrongs don't make a right, or maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, you're right. I mean, get after it. If he makes he made the first move in ghosting you, I guess, and then you found waiter, personal trainer guy. Whatever.
Right. So I guess
it all worked out for the best.
Yeah, and we've got two happy. And Will, you're happy. You're fine without. You kind of wanted to see Sarah again, but now that she's moved on, you don't care.
I'm all set.
Okay.
Hey, Will, guess what? If you go on a great first date and you get ghosted, let us know because we'll help you find out.
But not if you only want to be vindictive enough to get back at that person and use our show
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Will, appreciate it. Sarah, we're happy for you. And guys, I guess thank you for being on
Second Revenge Update. I don't know.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.